السلام عليكم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. قال الله تعالى في الفرقان الحميد: وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, for everything that we do, may it be good, may it be bad, may it be approved by Allah, or may it be disapproved by Allah, there is a price to it. We may not see the price of our a'mal in this life, but certainly there is a price to it, and that price and value will be visible in the life to come. There are many things that are not visible in this life, but there will be many things that will be visible in the life to come that cannot be seen here. So many curtains and veils will be removed, and a person will see the reality of that which he could not see in this lifetime. A sensible person, a capable person, a wise person is that person that does not trust his vision and his sight, but trust the knowledge of Allah that has been delivered through the blessed mouth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If a person can attain all that is required for him to achieve the rida and the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat in this life and in the life to come, and in this struggle and in this journey he loses so much that he can see, still this person is successful in the eyes of Allah and the Rasul. But if a person does not acquire that which will deliver him from the episodes to come in the life to come, but he acquires so much that can be seen, that can be touched, and that can be consumed, that person indeed is a failure in both lives. The beautiful message that has been delivered by the Prophet of Allah is such that Allah Rabbul Izzat wants only those to benefit from it that respect it, those that have a heart that is conducive to the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat, a soul that is pure, and a concept and a mind that is ready to accept. Those that are born in the faith of Islam, and those that have accepted Islam to be their faith, their religion, their lifestyle, are very, very honorable people and noble people in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The community of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is divided into two sections. One is that community that has acquired a portion of success and are on the right track. And there's a second portion of that community that has acquired the wrath and failure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In Arabic, they are known as Ummate Ijabi and Ummate Salbi. Ummate Ijabi, Ummate Salbi. Ummate Ijabi is that part of the community, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that has accepted the message. So they have started the journey on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Sometimes they will be short, they will fall, and sometimes they will remain on the track. But at least they are on that right track that will lead them to that success that 124,000 more or less prophets have spoken about. And the Ummat al-Salbi is that part of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has rejected. They are not even on that track. They will be deprived of enormous bounties. both worlds, and especially in the life to come. Allah Rabbul Izzat, when He speaks about success in the glorious Quran, and when the Prophet of Allah placed his life in front of humanity and in front of the Sahaba, he mentioned something, and he said, فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِ, that I have remained amongst you, I have spent my days and my nights amongst you, and you have seen a perfect role model. You have not seen me engage in anything that is immoral and indecent. Whatever I have said before receiving prophethood, and whatever I am saying and doing after receiving prophethood, are totally in balance with the human nature. It is balanced with morality, with good conduct. What I do is something that everyone can practice. So this life that the Prophet of Allah placed was not a life of lip service that I do, but the example was there as well. Very important. The example of a Muslim should be in accordance to what he is saying. I say to all my Muslim brothers and sisters, we may be outside or inside the mosque, we may be in business, outside business, we may be in our house or outside our house, but always we are under the microscope. And remember, even if we lose our identity, but people know us as Muslims. And I am a representative, you are a representative of the faith of Islam. So whatever you do, wherever you do it, may it be on the beach, may it be in the city, may it be outside the city, you are known as a Muslim. And you are representing Islam. You are a farad, a part of that ummate ijabi that Allah has selected. So whenever we do something, we may not even think at that time that we are Muslims. And we may do something that is mischievous. But the person that is observing, he will see us as a Muslim. And we are representing Islam. So Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about a life in the Quran, a practical life, that will secure us success in both worlds. And for the last few weeks, we have been speaking about a life to come that is a life of eternity. A life that will never come to an end. There is a starting of that life once we pass away and we go into the next life, that life starts. But there is no end to it. That life will never come to an end. May it be harmonious, favorable or non-favorable. But if we want to secure that life, there are two ingredients that we have to secure in this lifetime. The first is the belief in Allah that alhamdulillah, we have accepted Allah to be our Lord and our Sustainer and our Rabb. That's why we are a part of the Ummate Ijabi. But to increase the status and the power and the strength and the might of that Iman, there are certain actions that we have to do. The mightier the Iman, the greater the success. The mightier the Iman, the greater the paradise. So the second ingredient that increases and boosts the level of Iman are the virtuous acts that the Prophet of Allah put on display to humanity in his 63 years of life. فَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِّن قَبْلِ. But if we see the behavior of a human being towards a'mal, it is very, very poor.